The National Study of Mental Health and Wellbeing covered a range of mental health and wellbeing issues. So, for example, it covered the experiences of mental disorders, both over a person's lifetime and in the last 12 months. We also looked at characteristics of people who experienced mental health disorders. We looked at the levels of psychological distress that people experienced. And we also looked at consultations with health professionals and the services that people used for their mental health. And what's really interesting about this survey is that for the first time ever, we collected information about self-harm, binge eating, and the lived experience of suicide. The top three findings from the National Study of Mental Health and Wellbeing were that one in five people who are aged 16 to 85 years old experienced a mental disorder in the period that we covered, which was 2020-21. Anxiety was the most common group of mental disorders, so nearly 17% of Australians in that age group had an anxiety disorder such as social phobia. Then we also found that about 7.5% of Australians had an affective or a mood disorder like depression, and then 3.3% of Australians had a substance use disorder. The other key finding from the National Study of Mental Health and Wellbeing was that about 17.5% of people aged 16 to 85 had at least one session with their mental health professional about mental health in 2021. And out of that group, most of them saw their GPs as their mental health professional. In terms of how we should use this data, out of all the ABS surveys, the National Study of Mental Health and Wellbeing is the gold standard for information on the prevalence of mental disorders in Australia. And that's because the study uses a diagnostic instrument to give an accurate picture of the level of mental health in the population. The ABS does actually publish other useful information about mental health. So, for example, we collected that in the census recently. We collected it in the National Health Survey as well, and also in the Patient Experience Survey. But these collect self-reported health conditions, so they're not comparable with the study of mental health and wellbeing. I should also say that this is not a COVID-specific study, so we can't attribute any impacts of the pandemic on mental health by this study. But the study does provide information about levels of psychological distress and also the strategies that people use to manage their mental health in 2021. The ABS is currently surveying more people for a second cycle of the National Study of Mental Health and Wellbeing. So once we get that extra information, we'll be able to combine that from the information from the first cycle, and we'll be able to provide extra detail such as state and territory breakdowns. So we'll be publishing that information next year. And I would also like to say that we'd like to thank participants who contributed to the findings of this study.